Hello, incredible one. Welcome to the Incredible Factor Business Podcast, the place to be to grow a business that funds the life you crave. I'm your host, business growth strategist, Darnielle J. Harmon. Join me each week for inspiring stories, interviews, and business growth strategy to help you experience abundance in your life because of your business. Oh, and one more thing. On this podcast, I'm going to keep it all the way real with you about the good, the bad, and the ugly of entrepreneurship. But don't worry, it's all for your good so that you can build a business that funds the life you crave. Let's jump into today's episode. Hello, incredible one. Darnielle here. So excited to be back with you. This episode is powered by the Breakthrough Tour, which will be visiting Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Delaware this March. To learn more about the tour, visit breakthroughinbusinessevent.com/tour. In our last episode, I got a little personal and shared what used to be my private shame. If you recall, I said I would never tell anybody that, but the most amazing amount of freedom has entered my life because I've been able to share what used to be my shame. And on this journey of significance financially, significance spiritually, it has really been about unpacking all of the things that I thought were important that I keep to myself and realizing that the real magic is in being able to share them with others. And that has by far been my favorite episode so far. Now, my commitment to you is this. I promise to always be honest with you. I promise to always share and speak my truth. I promise to be transparent and vulnerable. And I promise to do all of this so that I can inspire you and encourage you to use your business to step into the life that you were born to live. I really want you to have a business that serves you fully in every possible way. I want you to make more money than you know what to do with. I want you to be able to give to the causes that are important to you. I want you to be able to save some and spend some. I want you to be able to shake the planet. I mean, come on, that's the reason why you don't work a job. It's the reason you're an entrepreneur, because you want to impact lives at a much grander scale than you ever could sitting behind someone else's desk. Am I right? Of course I'm right. And while you may have never used the phrase shake the planet to describe how you want to leave this place, I promise you that you and I are on the same page. So speaking of shaking the planet, this time around, we are going to talk about what I've come to call the shake the planet principle. And I'll be honest with you, this principle did not exist before a year or so ago in my business. But because we're just getting to know each other and starting this new relationship, it is important to me that I start by introducing you to my foundational principles, the principles that have governed my life and the principles that I teach to my clients to help them to govern their own. Because here's the thing, I truly believe that each of us is here to leave the planet better than we found it. I think it's why we build a business, right? It's why we find a need and we fill it. I think being human really necessitates that we serve and help others at a greater level. And that is just the part of us that really wants to matter and belong. If you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? We're all looking for community. We're all looking to belong to something. And we're all looking to hear and feel like our existence matters. And I think it's a result of having a desire to have a business that changes the lives of others that brings us to this place where we can all kind of peacefully coexist and share and support and encourage and edify one another on the journey. So how did I come up with this whole shake the planet principle? And I'll be honest with you, I was literally at a live event for my own personal development, and there was a person there. I didn't know what his title was yet, but he was there, and the way that he was moving in and around the room was, it was kind of all inspiring. And you probably have experienced this where you've met a person or you've come into someone's space and their energy immediately kind of puts you at ease. And what you may not know about me is that I'm an introvert. I know it's probably hard for you to believe, especially if you've watched me on video or you've had an opportunity to see me speak, because I tend to come alive in those moments. But at my heart, I'm an introvert. I can be extroverted when I need to be, but I'm really an introvert. And so typically when I enter a space, especially for my own personal development, I tend to retreat. I tend to go inward so that I can make sure I protect my energy and get what it is that I need. But there was something about his energy that was awe-inspiring. And so when we went to lunch on the first day, I made sure to sit near him. And not because I was trying to get with him, but because I wanted to find out who he was. He's in the room. He's holding this video camera. He's moving and shaking. He's, you know, getting this, getting that. And I wanted to know who he was because he was not just a videographer. And I knew that clearly. And so we're sitting at lunch and I'm learning more about him and what he does. And as I'm learning more about him and what he does and how he shakes the planet, how he helps people, it becomes increasingly clear to me that he's a big part of my next level. And so I say, how do I learn more about working with you? And he tells me that he only works with 5 clients a year and that he's done for this year and that maybe we can, you know, look at working together next year, which I could totally respect. And so we decide to set up a discovery call. And so a month or so goes by, we have our discovery call, and during that call, he's basically interviewing me. He's interviewing me to see if I would be the right fit to be his client, which honestly, we should all be doing, right? And as a part of that, he asked me one simple question. He asked me why. And what I took that to mean is that he was asking me, why do I do this work? Why do I have this business? Why am I here? And I answered his question, and I'll be honest, I'm sure I stayed on the surface, as most of us do. Most of us, when we're asked why, stay on the surface. And the power of the Start With Why, which has been pioneered by Simon Sinek, is understanding how to go deeper, how to get substantive, how to take it to the next level, and how to talk about your why in such a way that it aids your desire to shake the planet and to create this ripple effect, right? And I've always believed, even as I'm answering this question and I'm staying on the surface and not going deep enough for him, I've always believed that when you really connect to your why, there's going to be an emotional attachment to it. There's something emotional about it that really does create tears. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, unless your why makes you cry, it's not big enough. And your why isn't about you. It usually takes a person 4 to 5 times to be asked the question why before you'll finally get to the answer. And I was no different. And so he's asking me why, and I'm staying on the surface. So he asked me why again and again and again. And by the 4th time he asks me why, what pops out of my mouth are the words, shake the planet. I had never thought to consider my why in that way, that at the end of the day, what I most wanted to do was to shake the planet, was to leave this planet better than I found it, to create an environment for people to win substantially. And in them winning, the world wins too, right? It's like the most powerful win-win-win, right? They win, you win, and the world wins, all because we've all decided to stand boldly and flat-footed in our gifts and talents, which you now know I call your incredible factor. And so what Shake the Planet means to me, I think it's the perfect way to describe the impact that we all want to have on the planet. I think we're all entrepreneurs on a mission. We have a commitment to serve humanity through the use of our gifts and talents, i.e. our incredible factor. We have a commitment to show up powerfully so that we can create a ripple effect, so that long after we're gone, people are still feeling the impact of what it was like to work with us. I think about many of my clients from the early days, and I've already introduced you to Chris. And I think about how to this day, Chris still has a multiple 6-figure business. I think about, you know, clients like Tish and Kim and, you know, and Star, people that I've worked with in the past that to this day, their businesses are still serving them powerfully because I stood firm in my desire to shake the planet, even before I was calling it shaking the planet. And I think that that's what we're all here to do. If we truly want to, as I say, profitably impact the world, it's about identifying how we can create a seismic shift for others. I've been interviewing clients who've been working with me for multiple years over the last few weeks, and it's been really eye-opening for me. And this, by the way, was an assignment given to me by my visual brand strategist, or my video brand strategist might be the better way to describe how he's going to show up for me. He's going to help me to share my why and my powerful stories through video in a way that elevates the positioning of my brand. And so one of his assignments was for me to check in with my clients, because as he did his review of me online and looked at videos and read my testimonials, he said, and I quote, "You're not a business coach, you're a life changer." And I'll be honest, I hadn't really considered myself that way. Yes, I am very clear that I do change lives. And when people come into my space, everything about them changes. But I never looked at it that way until he said it. But immediately as he said it, not only did it resonate with me, but I tried it on and it felt really, really good to wear. And I realized that I have a responsibility to do work that creates an environment for others to really rise up into their highest and best selves. And so I've been interviewing clients who stay with me for multiple years. I've been in business 10 and a half years. I've been coaching for 10 years. And I have a client who's been with me for 9 years. Every year for 9 years, she has reinvested in herself to work with me. And so she was the very first interview that I conducted, because I had to know for myself. And I know I probably knew on the surface, but I needed to ask the questions of her about what it has been like to work with me that keeps her continuing to stay plugged in. I've always said, you don't unplug from something that is working for you. And during the interview, I asked her that question, and she said, every year I'm growing in a different way in my life and in my business. And I need you to know, and hope you know, that life and business are completely congruent, right? I always say you cannot have a booming business when you have a busted life. And I'll probably even do a future episode and unpack that a little bit more for you. But when I think about that particular client, Dr. Angela, and how she's been with me for 9 years and the body of work that she does, and how her continuing to invest in herself through me gives her access to more tools and modalities that she can use in her practice with her clients to help them to show up more powerfully, and how together each of us standing in our zone of genius, leveraging our incredible factor, exploiting it even, is really creating an environment for the world to be a better place. So the principle is this: I believe that when you commit to doing work that exploits your incredible factor on behalf of others, so that their lives are invariably changed in every way, so that they rise up and step into their power and participate in creating the ripple effect that is shifting and changing the world, you will be part of the biggest win, win, win ever. Again, you will win, they will win, and the world will win, so that you and them profitably impact the world. It's about being a phenomenon and not a fad, right? It's not about being the next big thing for the moment that thing is the thing until the next thing comes along. It's about being such a phenomenon that years from now, they're still talking about you. When I think about Shake the Planet, I think about Apple, right? I think about their commitment to think differently. I think about their commitment to challenge the status quo consistently. And that's what Shaking the Planet is all about. If you in your business showing up the same way every single day, and you're not creating pattern interrupts for the clients that you endeavor to serve, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that you aren't shaking the planet. You're not making a difference. You're allowing things to remain the same. It is only once you powerfully, unapologetically decide that who you are was created to ruffle feathers and to keep people from staying the same, that the transferable results that you bring to the table will begin to change the lives of others. It's about changing the way you see yourself, right? Like personally, I don't just see myself as a business coach. As I begin to really get clear and ask myself why and live into my why, I realize that I'm not really a business coach. I mean, sure, that's what I do. I help my clients connect messaging and marketing to systems, sales, and scalability. But the fact of the matter is I'm a life changer. I'm a disruptor. I'm a catalyst for transformation. And I create seismic shifts in the lives of other people. When people come into my space, they're never the same. That's what shaking the planet is all about. And so I'm going to ask you to consider the same for you. How would you describe how you shake the planet? And let's be clear, shaking the planet can be as earth-stopping as parting the Red Sea, or it can be as subtle as giving someone permission to say yes to themselves. It all creates and produces a ripple. And that ripple has the ability to affect hundreds of thousands of lives just because you stole boldly and flat-footed in your confidence that now is the time and this is what you most needed to share in order to impact someone else. So let's talk about how you apply the Shake the Planet principle to your life and to your business. First and foremost, you've got to get clear about the transformation and the transferable result that you provide. I promise you, I am going to do an episode where I go so much deeper on that because it can take a while to unpack that. It took me years to really get very, very clear about the level of transformation. And in fact, it was literally, I was having a conversation with a would-be mentor. And I only say would-be mentor because we don't get to spend a substantial amount of time together. But every time I have the opportunity to be in Michelle's presence, she breaks my brain and she helps me to think bigger. And I remember having a conversation with her and her, you know, just kind of getting caught up on what was going on in my life and in my business at the time. And you know, I was talking, and maybe I was talking high level in rhetoric. And Michelle's always been the kind of person where she doesn't accept rhetoric. And so she said, Danielle, listen, as simply as you can state it for me, what do you do? And I thought for a moment, I took a deep breath because I wanted to answer intentionally. I wanted to be very, very clear about my response. And I said, you know what? At the end of the day, Michelle, we grow businesses, period. And she said, well, why doesn't your website say that? And I'm talking about smacked in the face, like, duh, the simplest thing, but that's not what my website says, right? And as we talk more and more about messaging and how you show up and the words that you choose to use, we sometimes get cute at the sacrifice of being clear. And that's what I had done at that particular point in time. My website was very cute, but it was not as clear as it needed to be. And she helped me to get to the nth degree of what it is that I do. And I would even go so far as to say today, we help our clients grow businesses that shake the planet. Like, that is what it's all about. It's not about just the money. It's about the ripple effect of showing up powerfully in your incredible factor and allowing that to change the life of others. So the first thing I want you to do is to get clear about the transformation and transferable results that you provide. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to outline the best possible scenarios that any client could receive in working directly with you. And here's what I know will happen when you do that. First of all, you're going to get an uber amount of clarity. And second of all, you are going to be able to refine your messaging to show up more powerfully and to help your clients understand how you can serve them better. And then the third thing I want you to do after you've gotten clear about the transformation and transferable result, you've outlined the best possible scenarios and gotten really clear about the outcome that you provide for those that you serve. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to tell someone, because that is the easiest way to start the ripple, right? It starts when we open our mouths, when we decide to get out of the way and to let our incredible factor shine, right? It's not just about defining your incredible factor. It's not even just about owning and stepping fully into it, although clearly defining it and owning it are so uber important. It's about unleashing it. It's about casting it out into the world so that others can feel the impact of who you are. That's what shaking the planet is really all about. And I'm excited about having come to this realization that that's what I want to do, is to help people to build businesses that shake the planet. And I'm excited about this forum to unpack these key foundational principles with you, because you need to understand them way before we start talking about business and business strategy. But rest assured, I got you. I am going to continue to bring you insights and strategies that will move your business forward while always inviting you to step into a higher version of yourself. I truly believe that invitation precedes transformation, and you cannot transform until you're invited to do so. So stick with me. We're just getting started. This podcast is going to become your best friend. You're going to be like literally waiting on the edge of your seat for the next episode to become available, because I'm fully committed to helping you shake the planet and build a business that funds the life that you crave, right? Time is up for living in fear, for being less confident, not understanding the direct impact of your personal power and how it shifts the world. Time is up for all of that. It's about stepping boldly in and using that to help other people not say the same. Like, I think about the Marion Williamson quote, right? Our deepest fear. And I'm just going to quote a small portion of towards the end of it, when she says that when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As you are liberated from your fear, your presence automatically liberates others. That, incredible one, is what shaking the planet is all about. And I'm here for it. I'm here for helping you to shake the planet. And if you are excited about shaking the planet, do me a favor. Share this episode with someone you know that has planet-shaking potential. Share this episode with them. Do the assignment. Go through the three steps that I've outlined for you of how to apply this principle to your life and business. And I'll see you again real soon. Take care. Thank you for joining me for the Incredible Factor Business Podcast. I'd love to help you build a business that funds the life you crave. You can get started today by joining our exclusive community at sixfigurecashflowclub.com. And if you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor. Head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, you deserve a business that funds the life you crave. Take care.